For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
This Saturday night, the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra kicks off its new season with their opening night gala, and their star headliner is America's soprano, Renee Fleming. She'll be singing as Joanne Folletta conducts the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra, but a couple of weeks ago when I spoke with Renee Fleming, she told me that she had a whole lot of fun dipping her toe in straight theater at the Williamstown Summer Festival. And Anthony, you actually got to see her.
I did see her, yes. She played an egotistical opera diva writing her memoir. And she was very, very funny. And of course, the audience adores her, and they managed to incorporate into the plot a moment where she could sing. Not what you might expect, not a grand aria. She sang Irving Berlin's Always. And the audience melted when she did, that people love her so much. And afterwards, she told me that in the script, there had been a joke that made Buffalo the brunt of a joke. And she told them, oh, no, I'm from Western New York. You've got to change that city. I'm not going to do that. And so they did. They made it Boca Raton.
Well, from the few times that Renee has come to visit with us, that sounds just like her. The girl next door and a real Western New York booster. Now, next Friday, it's Curtain Up, but folks ought to know that before Curtain Up, there are plenty of good theater opportunities here in Western New York, including The Drowsy Chaperone. We talked about that last week.
And I saw it. Yes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, just at the theater every single night. That's up at Musical Fair, which is so enjoyable to go to since the expansion, that they have that lovely seating area with the bar and so forth, and Drowsy Chaperone, charming, charming musical about one man's obsession with musicals. And he plays a fictitious recording of his favorite show, The Drowsy Chaperone, which comes to life before your very eyes. In fact, on Broadway, I will confess, I thought it was rather misshapen and overproduced, the man in the chair getting going up through the stratosphere at the end and all of this. But of course, an intimate musical fair, you can't do that. And it's brought right back to a human proportion, which is the way it started. It started as a Toronto fringe show. And it's very, very sweet. But that's just one of the many options for Curtain Up.
Curtain Up or right now. At my age, I don't know that many people with young children, but the few that I do, I've been recommending Balloonacy for the 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old set out at the Jewish Community Center in Amherst.
That's Theater of Youth performing out there. Balloonacy, a play without words about a curmudgeonly, unfriendly old man who is befriended by an insistent red balloon. Kurt Guba playing the part, and it is for very young children.
That runs through October 13th, running through October 5th at the Manny Fried there on Great Arrow Avenue. It's The Grapes of Wrath.
Terrific stage adaptation of Steinbeck's novel, nicely directed by Gary Darling, and of course You Need Nothing. Great simplicity, episodically done. And now that the weather has turned cooler, it will, because they are not air-conditioned, it will be even pleasant to sit there. But we sat there in great heat. I have never seen actors so willingly do a nude scene as when they tore their clothes off to jump in the water in that theater. But it should be okay now that some cooler weather is upon us. Grapes of Wrath.
Well, speaking of heat, I don't care how you take in your art, whether it's through books, whether it's through operas, whether it's through plays or movies, everyone in America loves the idea, the concept of the fallen minister and the fallen woman.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of a variation on Somerset Maugham's Rain at the Alleyway Theater, Tropical Heat, with Bibi Bulgari in a cross-dressing role as the woman in question. And also in that space at the Main Street Cabaret, just across the corridor, Jimmy Janowski will be recreating his performance as Blanche DuBois in Blanche Survives Katrina in a FEMA trailer named Desire, 4 performances only.
Now, I'm not sure if the dinner's sold out over at Shea's for Curtain Up Friday, September 19th, but if folks are quick and do get tickets, they'll be treated to you, Anthony. You're the MC at Shea's.
I am the MC. Bobby Militello is the honorary chair with the Militello family. It's always a lovely... It always does sell out eventually, and what does sell out are the shows. But don't fret, the after party, the big street party is fantastic. I understand they're going to line the street with antique automobiles, which will be fun to see. But if you don't get a show, 8 o'clock is the best time to get an excellent dinner reservation at a downtown restaurant and then just go to the party. But there are as many ways to do Curtain Up as there are people attending, and that's a lot of people.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.